unrelentlessly positive.
Innovative. Whatever.
Indicative.
Hey, can we focus?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada yada yada.
Hello, Wisconsin.
In your current job, or were you ever allowed to just yell at people? 844-967-2789. Was it appropriate or accepted or tolerated? Or was there just no ramifications if you ever just like cursed people out? 844-96-PARTY. Because I've never been cursed out at work. And I also sometimes feel like I may be in the minority. Because when I think about, you know, my husband who worked in an agency, we did not meet in LA, but when he first graduated college, he went out to LA.
Oh, he did.
Oh yeah. He worked at Endeavor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which is like was one of the top agencies. Like I just love the story of like a Whitewater kid in LA, like peeing next to Bruce Willis and calling home and being like, guess what happened? But you know, and so he worked in an industry where people got screamed at. Girls, like the mailroom girls got barked at. Like, and it was, you know, there's just terrible stories out of Hollywood. I know in finance and investment bros and stuff that the hazing that happens of you are new and the underling and it's a stressful, high stakes situation and you just get screamed at. And in Congress, in politics, I think that flies too. And the most recent story, which some people are very upset about it, and it's the story from last night, and certainly it makes this guy seem like, we play the song. So
oh, yeah.
He seems like this makes him look like a huge douche. But instead of clutching my pearls, I just am wondering, you know, when is it, like, in what industries is it okay and there's no ramifications for yelling at interns and
colleagues
and entry level people? And when you were working, or if you are still working, is that tolerated? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And of course, we're talking about Derek Van Orden, who represents the 3rd Congressional District of Wisconsin. And news breaking last night that he apparently, actually, he's admitted that he did.
Oh yeah, yes, and he has no problems.
He has
with
no problem
at all.
With it. Yelled at some Senate pages,
16 and 17-year-olds,
and was potentially drunk while doing it. And that's the newest thing in the last 24 hours that some people are defending. What I love is that like Dan O'Donnell.
Oh, I know, I saw
State
that
Senator Patrick Testin is trying to defend the drinking aspect of it, because this is Wisconsin. I was like, I don't think that's what people are upset about.
No, that's not what people are upset about.
But, Jane, have you ever worked in a scenario where it was just like there was no ramifications if someone just like cursed you out?
Oh, yes.
In radio?
Yeah. He threw a reel-to-reel at me once.
What is a reel-to-reel? A
big reel-to-reels that we used to run sound on tape reel-to-reels, big ones. Yeah, he threw that.
Did you dodge it?
Yeah, I dodged it.
You can dodge a ball. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
I guess. And I remember one instance in particular where he followed our producer through the entire building, screaming the F word at him and telling what an effing idiot he was.
And who was he? He was the boss.
No.
He was another
on-air talent.
And he was just allowed to do that because that's how talent was treated.
Well, that's how he was treated. Trust me, if I had done that, it would have been handled.
You would have been handled.
Oh, for sure. But no, he was allowed to do that.
Interesting. That's the only scenario?
Well, I mean, there were many more instances from this same person.
Okay. But But like in no other like working environment where that was.
But I've always worked in radio.
Yeah.
So I you know, I don't have much else to compare it to.
Interesting. Well, we got one comment from Tony Zimmerman on the Facebook live stream. You are welcome to watch us on the Facebook live stream along with listen to us, which you can see on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, at As Goes Wisconsin. Tony says, in my factory jobs, it was okay. It wasn't encouraged, but people got it. In the office, no way. And so the question is, in your job or in former jobs, have you ever worked in a place where it was just okay to curse out, scream at, belittle, you know, kind of harass certain, like even if it was the boss or specifically
a colleague,
a high earner,
yep,
or someone who was very valuable to the company,
yep,
that was just their behavior was just tolerated. And we're talking about it because freshman Republican U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden yelled and cursed at a group of high school-aged Senate pages while giving a late-night tour of the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, which, you know, both Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, fresh off his Matrix glitch, both condemned this. And I'm not defending this, but it's also... I think in history with, like, is it because it wasn't his interns? Like, if it was his interns, is he allowed to yell at them?
That's an interesting point.
Because every once in a while, I feel like we get stories, and it's usually about women, because it's like women candidates, but like, supposedly Katie Porter, not the best boss.
Who comes off as very sweet.
Does she? I don't think she comes off as sweet. I think she comes off as someone we want to root for whenever she is tearing apart someone in a congressional hearing because she's very good at it.
Yeah.
But in turn, because she's very good at it, I never mistook her for being a sweet person. I think it takes a certain amount of degaff to do what she does.
True.
That I wouldn't be surprised if it carries over. Like, you know, being her kids, like, I don't think her kids get away from with much.
No, I would agree with you.
But when Amy Klobuchar was running for president, that came out.
That's
as
right.
Far as like her throwing stuff at her people who worked for her. I found some story actually, and this was a where was it? The worst boss. Now I can't find it. But it was an Indiana rep that I actually hadn't heard of before, but supposedly just like runs through staffers.
Oh, really?
Because she is such a nightmare. You know, and we can talk about whether or not there's like sexism wrapped into that we hear the stories of like women bad bosses versus male bad bosses. But like, not granted these were candidates, but think about how many, I don't know. Like, it's interesting to me to think that this is news today. Nothing will happen. But I also don't think that this is, when you get into like high stakes industries, that there's more industries than not that it's still just okay to yell at people like that.
But I think, he's an elected official. And what happened to the whole character matters and character counts and morality and ethics? And, you know, it's just, I don't see how this is just, and again, they're teenagers.
Oh, I'm not, and I'm not defending
no,
him.
No, I know you're not.
But I also don't think he's
alone.
Alone. Like, there was a story, even with Biden, that actually I was sitting on, this was from earlier this month, that in public, like how President Biden, you know, whispers to make a point, but in private, like, he yells, supposedly. And that, like, he has a pretty quick Irish temper, and that aides try to avoid meeting alone with him.
Oh, wow.
And some take a colleague almost a shield against a solo blast. So there, this was one. The president's abominations include, I don't think I can say that, GD.
Yeah, don't say that.
How the F don't you know this? Don't effing BS me and get the F out of here.
Okay.
And so I'm just saying, and I think it's all bad, but it also is certain industries where it's like, you get thick skin because this is how a lot of people talk to their staff. And is this just worse because it wasn't his staff? And there's like a hierarchy of like who you can yell at.
Who you can verbally abuse.
And it's like, you're a freshman, sir. You are a freshman member of the House. Do not be yelling. Like the Senate is very protective of their pages.
Right.
And so, but it just, I don't know. It just makes me interested in people who worked and tolerated getting yelled at and knew that that was just part of the job and what industry it was in. 844-967-2789.
I mean, what would happen in your workplace if someone would follow a colleague through the building swearing at them?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine that that would be acceptable in most places of employment.
I don't know.
Unless it's just so commonplace.
Like, is law like this?
Texter checking in from the 715. Representative Van Orden must always act in a professional manner, especially in the Capitol, because the Capitol is a place of business. Even before he was elected, he never represented Wisconsin values. Some texter from Stevens Point and the 3rd District.
Well, and that's also what's coming out. So it's like, all right, so if we're talking specifically about this case and less about the question that I'm asking as far as, like, would this fly in your place of work? It's a little hypocritical because on the one hand, it's like you had no problem with what other insurrectionists were doing
right.
to the Capitol. Because he was basically, his defense is how upset he was that they would be lying down. It was how disrespectful it was to be lying down in the Capitol, which, you know, housed soldiers. And I think he actually made the claim that, there were soldiers buried there,
which
there
is
aren't.
No, that's not true.
But yeah. Simultaneously, then he was also... I mean, part of the reason why some people are defending him is because he was drinking with constituents in his office. So it's like, is laying down in the rotunda more disrespectful than like getting drunk in your office in the Capitol?
Is laying down in the rotunda worse than smearing feces on the walls? Which is what happened on January 6th?
Who has the time to just sit down and poop and then, you know... Like, that's like, don't you get...
A lot about timing.
Don't you get, like a little performance anxiety? Like, I don't know. All right, we're going to come back in a minute. But we'd love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. What would happen in your place of work if someone just screamed at you and cursed you out, or someone out? Is it tolerated? Is it... Would you get fired? I don't know. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You chuck it on that one. You chuck it on this one. You chuck it on your mother and you chuck it on your father. You chuck it on your brother and you chuck it on your sister. You chuck it on that one and you chuck it on... Easy douche. Everything you said was a lie. You're a douche. You're a douche. You're a big fizzy douche.
But you're still a really, really handsome guy.
Thank you.
You're a douche. You're a douche.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we are talking about jobs where you get yelled at.
Bad behavior is acceptable.
You get cursed out. And if Congress is just one of those jobs, not excusing Derek Van Orden's, you know, whatever douchey, you know, he yelled at some kids for lying down on the rotunda. But it just made me think about other stories that have ever come out of Congress of how terrible elected officials sometimes are to their staff. But then also thinking about stories I've heard about finance and Hollywood and in some industries where it's just okay to scream and curse at your colleagues or your underlings. I've never worked in a situation like that. I'm trying to think of how I would deal with it. I don't think I would deal well with it.
I don't think you would either.
Because we've had one situation where you've seen me where I definitely didn't get yelled at, but I did not like the tone that was taken. And I would, I went on a self-righteous tirade for a couple days.
But I also think, well, maybe not, but it is a different time now. And I would think more people would feel in a stronger position to step up and say, you can't do that to me.
Well, not teenagers. Like, obviously, that's a terrifying thing to be a teenager.
Sure.
And, you know, and, but yeah, and it's one thing to stand up for yourself. It's another thing to have, you know, just a different time in general where there's more, of a stink you can make, even if your internal processes don't lend themselves to it, you can, I don't know, you can always write a tweet, like you can go to Twitter, right? And sometimes sure. that will just blow up. But asking you if you have ever worked or, you know, what would happen in your job if someone acted like this? 844-967-2789. We got a text from Toma, Wisconsin. Two jobs that it's more common in, I don't know if it's acceptable, is how I would describe it, but line cook, cook, and I have watched The Bear, so yes, I would say, I was never back of the house, I have worked in restaurants, and we didn't yell at each other, but I think, and I don't think the back of the house did either, but certainly I know, again, high stakes, high stress situation. And then he also said any military job that's not in an office, which I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
And then from the WAUK, listening to me, the ugliness is more that he verbally abused a bunch of teenagers in public, angry drunk uncle style, while they weren't even on the clock, from what I understand. Yeah, I'm not defending what he did. Like, I think this makes him look terrible. I don't think there's going to be really much ramifications for him besides... if he gets, you know, if voters hold this against him next year. But, you know, I think it makes him look bad. And
But again,
is that just kind of like, well, and now we move on?
Yeah. And I think for some, that makes him a tough guy for swearing at a bunch of teenagers. You tell him. Arr.
But it also makes me think about the fact of his when he was... when he had that out, like
with
that
the,
out,
with the librarian.
Outlash. That's not the word that I want. What word am I trying to, like, not whiplash? I'm trying to think.
Tongue lashing.
Tongue, sure. We'll go with tongue lashing. I still don't think that's what the word I'm trying to grab for. But when it was some teenager at a library,
yep.
that he was so angry over, like, a LGBTQ, like,
display.
Book display.
Mm-hmm.
And so clearly the guy's got an anger issue and a temper.
And he doesn't like teenagers, apparently. 844 967-2789 844-96-PARTY. Tom from LA. Good morning, Tom. What do you think?
Good morning. Happy Friday. Well, first off, we the people ultimately are the government. I believe that, but we need to get money out of politics so we can actually restore government back to we the people. Second, you know, when they have someone that was or is the leader of their party that can make fun of, you know, medically disabled people and what have you, I guess anything goes. So that's out of the barn. Also, do you know how if a woman had done this?
Oh yeah,
that would have ruined her career in a second.
Well, and that's
this
why
is one of the reasons why I had such an issue voting for females as presidents or vice presidents, because I think. The Republicans, first off, are so good at messaging. They are. We just need to accept that. I mean, by the time the election comes up, it'll be Joe Biden belongs in jail somehow.
Totally.
Well, and so, I say, Tom. And they're so good at projection.
Well, and that's what I was almost ashamed of myself. Yeah, and I was almost ashamed of myself that the only example, like the first examples I thought of were all women, right? Of like them being bad bosses, because I feel like it just doesn't end up. Not that he was the boss in this situation, but there's a power disparity there. And
but the same thing, like Katie Porter is actually very stern, I would say, about Earth. But
yeah.
The thing is, it would be very, very easy to make her into this evil, you know, Methuselah type of, you know, devil woman from, you know, one of the Little Mermaid shows
yep.
or something. You know what I mean? It's
yep.
like...
Tom, I got to let you go because we got another caller that we're going to try to squeeze in before the end of the break. But thank you for the call, as always. Do we have time for their?
Yes, we do. This is Robert from Richland Center. Real quick, Robert, because we're kind of up against the clock.
Okay, just on the Derek Van Norden situation. I think that there was the incident itself, but almost worse in my mind is the fact that he makes up this crazy stuff about they were desecrating soldiers' graves and making that up. So he wasn't apologetic. He was on the assault afterwards, which I think is actually almost worse.
I agree. I think the fact that there was no apology or being like, all right, I overstepped, or just like, well, I will never apologize for respecting my country. Blah.
Right,
but yeah,
right.
Thanks for the call, Robert. All right, well, we got to go to a break. And when we come back, Maggie Dawn is here for our Civic Media Crossover Friday. We're very excited to have her here. I think she's gonna inform us on Trump stuff because she's been taking it to him in her show at 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, the Maggie Dawn Show. So stay tuned. She will be here right after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You're a douche. You're a douche. You're a big fizzy douche.
Hold it, everybody. That's my phone.
Hello?
You're a douche.
Give me a D-O-U-C-H-E, douche.
Drum roll!
You're a douche.
I'm a douche.
Just a big fizzy douche.
I mean, that's...
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we are so excited. This is like 2 months in the making.
I know.
That we've been wanting to get you on the show. But Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show is here in person for our Civic Media Crossover Fridays. How you doing?
I'm really good. Sales tax passed yesterday.
I know. Well, that's what was so funny. So I the show ended and it had not passed yet. So I was like, all right, I'm going to sit here and watch the live stream. Each county board member was, their supervisor was getting up and giving their speech and their very main character energy.
Oh yeah,
a lot of them
they
were
all have a role.
Demonstrating.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like doing something else, and I hear your voice. I was like, oh, there's Maggie.
Oh, there she. That's right. She has a normal job. Yep. Took today off. Very happy that today is a day off after a celebration. And
so
not...
you see this as a good thing. You're happy.
There really is not any reasonable argument against a half a penny on a dollar sales tax in Milwaukee County. The city's problem was more acute. Their sales tax is much larger, has a much bigger economic impact on struggling working families. But the county is, it's like, I'm sorry, do you want your parks to stay open in your district supervisor? Then what are you even talking about? For a minute there, I actually thought we were going to have a 17-1 vote. One supervisor we always knew was going to be a no vote because that's kind of his jam. And I won't get into that because
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. I think I know too.
I bet you do, Jane. Y'all are pretty
ladies. It was the horseshoe. There was two that are on the opposite side of the spectrum that I figured were both going to be.
Yeah, I actually thought. The one who was maybe more of a question might come around to it simply because your particular district may be more wealthy and less obtain, use, and access the county social services safety net and like all these things that really, I often joke with people, we do airports to zoos, and if the only thing you know about Milwaukee County is and the airport, a golf course, and the zoo, it means you're in the top 10%. So for that individual supervisor, it was like, yeah, your folks may not use as much of it, but like, so your slice of our pie may be smaller in that way, but our pie is about to get bigger, so your residents and your constituents will get more. So I thought that vote might come around, and then the acting chairwoman during the vote, who is a supervisor from a district that has a lot of poverty and a lot of struggling working families, I was really shocked, and I think that vote was simply because the tax had passed, and the calculus for that elected official was, I can vote no and it doesn't matter. Mm. And one of the things I hammer on my show all the time is, yes, politics is theater, but when you are engaging in performative politics where you're doing it to either save yourself or promote yourself and it has no tether to what's actually good, like that needs to be highly criticized. And I think that individual regrets that vote.
Do you?
Yes.
Huh.
Galactic error.
Because this is the same person who also then almost immediately asked for a reconsideration, right? And then that was denied.
And I think that what you were seeing there was the, oh my gosh, I made a mistake. How do I undo this? And you don't re-vote on things like that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't bring those motions back. Like, you need to get that right. And you need to get it right when you're voting. And I think I was sitting 3 feet from the person when they made that vote. And they sort of went, no. And I literally, my head went down. I was like, cringe. Oh, my gosh. No. because you're not going to be able to, there's no do-over on that. Some votes matter. Some votes are the only vote that matters. This was kind of one of those.
Eek. Well, votes have consequences. Voting has consequences.
There are consequences.
Even when you're already elected and the vote is already settled.
Sure does. People are going to remember that.
Can come back to bite you in the butt.
So, so today is a vacation day for
good
me.
Good for you.
No one start emailing me. The county and being like, what are you doing on the air in the middle of the day? It's a vacation day. So it was a perfect day to come in, and I really appreciate you and Jane being super flexible. I thought, well, if the vote passes, I'll be in a buoyant mood to be on As Goes Wisconsin. So
absolutely.
Happy to be here.
So we're so happy to have you. And one of the things that we do is kind of just talk about stories from the week. And so I know we can either go one of two ways. We can talk about stories that you want to talk about.
Sure.
Otherwise, I know you talk a lot about Trump on your show. Because you come at it from a legal aspect. You are a lawyer. And
that's
so I always love listening to your show because I feel like it's less of just opining opinions.
Yeah.
It's actually based in some like, all right, like
based in a law.
Let's look at the law.
Yeah.
And so is on your vacation day,
yeah.
What do you want to talk about, Maggie Dawn?
Well, I want to talk about jerky bosses. Derek Van Orden.
Okay.
So I was listening on the way in because that's what we do. We listen to each other's
yep.
shows. And I do, like, sort of random side tangent note. One of the things that I love about the station is that everybody's show has a very different sort of lilt, tone, personality, take, focus area. And it's interesting, especially when we each end up talking about, like, this. If there was a major thing in the news mm-hmm. and everybody talks about it, there's very much those different perspectives on it. And I think that that's really interesting over the course of a news day. So I think everybody should just listen all day.
All day, every
all
day.
Day.
Never
every
leave
day.
Civic Media.
Get the Civic Media app, take us with you everywhere.
That's right. But when I read that story when it broke last night, I thought, this is just despicable.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I have been an intern on Capitol Hill. I worked for Congressman Tom Barrett the summer of 1996. This is when Monica Lewinsky was giving sexual favors in the White House. This is when W-2 welfare reform passed, fast-tracked through the House, led by Newt Gingrich that summer. The bill was literally like about 3 feet high when it got to the congressman's office. And I'll tell you this, I was basically just the intern that would like take people on Capitol tours and answer phones and stuff. And the congressman, Tom Barrett, was doing not a whit. He was going to say nothing on welfare reform. And I sort of asked one of the other staffers, I was like, isn't Jerry Klutchko, aren't, you know, Congressman Klutchko and Barrett, you know, the two congressmen with the most people that receive these benefits in the state? And aren't they kind of using the state of Wisconsin as like a petri dish to basically target black working poor families? Shouldn't we be saying something? And people were like, shut up. Yeah.
Wow.
I like to call it my...
You undergrad or in law school at that
I was
point?
In undergrad.
Okay.
I was
so you're like
my
20,
freshman
20?
Summer. I was 19 years old.
Oh my gosh, okay.
And I remember thinking Tom Barrett's worthless. Like
wow.
having a very crystallized notion that if you can't find your way to grow an opinion on this thing when they're targeting your constituents very clearly, it was the sort of... That time, right, Gingrich's Congress coming out of Reagan was really where all of the racial... dog whistling and divisiveness. It had always been part of the GOP, right? But that's when it was being labeled, right? And all of these tropes that we see Donald Trump and people like Van Orden leaning back into today, like all of that was happening. And I was so angry. It was so hard for me to work in that office and watch nothing happen on that.
Did he ever earn back your...
No.
Okay.
No. My line on Tom Barrett is he's a very nice guy interpersonally, and bravo to that. He's never a guy who would do what Van Orden did.
Yeah.
But that to me is just like, oh, so you're not an ass.
Yeah.
Well, okay. There's not a check mark in your negative column. It's not a plus to have the absence of jerkitude. But my line on Tom Barrett when he got appointed to be an ambassador was, you've lost two elections to Walker. You've done nothing to heal the city. You've dodged those issues for years. Gee whiz, there's nothing like another mediocre, middle-aged white guy failing up yet again because he's charming.
To go be the ambassador of the richest per capita country.
Doesn't speak French, has no background in finance, and has barely held a regular job for any point in time in his entire life.
But do you know that in Luxembourg, one of their big celebrations every year includes hopping? So I found that to be very...
well,
serendipitous.
That's clearly what made him qualified to be the ambassador of Luxembourg. My other line on him is he couldn't lead himself out of a cardboard box. Like there's no establishment of vision, no organizing principle. And how long were you mayor? I mean, come on, man.
I know.
Anyways, so sorry. Yeah, Van Orten.
So jerky bosses. He's not the boss in this situation, but I read it because. And I said, I mean, I've been pretty honest. Like, I've yet to feel like ever abused emotionally or verbally in a workplace, and I think I've been pretty lucky because when I hear your stories, that you told me at the break,
yes,
that like how ubiquitous. As much as we can say this is despicable, and it is, and like it makes him look terrible, I think, but also stories of other Congress members who have done this to their staff, stories, and you were saying in law, because I asked that question, I was like, is this how lawyers work?
It is all over the place in the law. In the tangent about working for Tom was in Congress on the in Capitol Hill, there's a pecking order. So you pointed this out, Kristen. You're like, you're a freshman member of the House. You don't go after Senate pages. They basically outrank freshman members of the House. Like if you work in the Senate, you are the blankety blank, that is the top of the top.
Like Mitch McConnell can yell at you.
Correct.
But Derek Van Orden cannot.
No, he can barely yell. He should barely be qualified to yell at himself in the mirror. I mean, so yes, the law is just rife with this. I have worked in what is referred to as like big law, white shoe law firms, and behaviors that I saw were literally almost pathologically to completely out of bounds. People screaming, yelling, binders and like papers being pushed off of conference tables. A stapler was once thrown. And I don't mean like sort of at someone. I mean, a partner picked it up and threw it like a baseball as hard as he could at a paralegal. GTFO, what the F are you doing? Whack. And she like barely missed it.
So legally,
drinking on the job.
In that situation, couldn't he? If he had actually hit her,
yeah, is she gonna? Is she gonna sue a law firm?
She could sue him, right?
Is she gonna sue a law firm?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's only been within the last maybe 15 to 20 years, and there's only been a handful of these lawsuits where women or people of color have sued the major big law firms for discrimination or hostile workplaces or harassment, and the same is true in finance. You do not sue these employers because once you do, you will never work again. And that's the point that I think people don't well, why don't you just leave? Excuse me. There are not a ton of these jobs at the very, very, very top of the mountain.
Yeah.
And everyone knows everyone else. And when you leave these places, if you're not stepping up or getting paid more, there's a presumption and a cloud that either you're screwed up or something happened, and it doesn't matter what the truth is, you're damaged goods. And word gets around. Huh. So when people talk about these things and, oh, just leave, or you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. You just don't. That's the power asymmetry that makes the behavior so persistent and pernicious. It just doesn't go away because people have the absence of real and meaningful choice. And I think in some artistic industries, including media, right, where talent or a particular person who's really great at what they do, a chef, an artist, you can get away with obnoxiousness and actual, I mean, some of this behavior is so frequent, so daily, that it causes people real psychological damage. I had three secretaries that worked in the practice group that I was in, who at different times came into my office, basically closed the door and immediately started bawling. One of them, I had been gone from the firm for a decade. She wrote me a letter once I'd been gone for a decade. Thank you for treating me with respect and kindness. I will never forget that. Your words to me many, many years ago eventually gave me the courage to leave this place.
Oh.
I'll never know how to thank you. And it was because I treated her like a human being. That's how bad it is. So Me Too is a thing. The sexual element, the gender element is a thing. But we're talking about workplace abuse leveled between men and women. But it's always about that power dynamic. Woof! Sorry, didn't mean to get
quick
so deep on
minutes.
Friday.
All right, we're going to lighten it up and play a quiz when we come back.
Love it. I also have some fun news that we can talk about that's not
perfect.
So heavy.
All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. And we have the one and only Maggie Dawn in the studio. That flew by. She's actually going to stick around.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, she's going to stay here through the top of the hour news. We're going to keep talking about some of the stories she pulled. So stick around after this segment. But this is a segment we do on Fridays with our civic media host guests to see. Because, you know, we all talk about the news. But there's a lot of news out there.
Quite a volume.
It's always interesting to see what people have picked up on during the week. So it's there's six questions, multiple choice. We go back and forth, and then there's one at the end where whoever says the answer the fastest. Sometimes it's not a tiebreaker. Sometimes it is. We don't take this very seriously.
No.
There's no fabulous prizes involved, unfortunately.
Other than bragging rights and blank talking rights.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
Totally. I love that. But I do have to disclaim, my head has basically been completely up the sales tax for 2 months. Like, I consume what I need to consume to get through the day and do my show. So nobody hold this against me if
no
I sound like a total idiot.
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay, good.
All right. So since you're the guest, you get to choose if you want to go first or second.
I'll go second.
All right.
Honors to Jane.
Jane.
All right. Let's do this.
Israel? Oh, no. Shoot. I already screwed this one up.
Benjamin Netanyahu, Supreme Court.
This is a layup for you. Which country's parliament passed a law this week diminishing its Supreme Court's power?
Don't tell me it's Israel.
Oh, Jane's got one.
Well done, well done.
Okay, so this is a Wisconsin question. After complaints and lawsuits and money wasted and trying to fire Megan Wolf, Republicans have jumped on the early voting train.
Yes.
What is the name of the RNC's new campaign to encourage early voting?
Ooh.
That you have a multiple choice. Oh, so one, get counted. Two, own the libs. Three, bank your vote.
Bank your vote. It's bank your vote.
Or is it four, mea culpa?
Oh, I wish it was mea culpa. I also like own the libs more, but it's bank your vote.
It is bank your vote. All right, 1-1.
All right, well done.
Jane, which of these is not a headline about bills Wisconsin Republicans introduced this week?
Which one is not?
Not. So three of these are real. We're back to three headlines in a line.
Okay.
Legislative Republicans introduce bill protecting right to garden. Lawmakers seek to introduce tax rebates for gun safety. Gun safe purchases. Survivors of sexual assault could go after rapists for child support payment under GOP proposal. Republican bill proposes eliminating sales tax on baby products like diapers, cribs, and strollers.
It is the rapist.
That one, that the real one or the
That's
fake
the
one?
That's the real one.
There, three of them are real.
Three
of
them.
Yeah.
So okay. we got gun safes.
Gun safes?
We've got. You'll get child support if you get raped and we force you to have a baby.
Yeah. Only if they're convicted.
Right.
Okay.
And right to garden.
Right. Okay.
Right to garden is a thing.
And the baby products, finally taking the sales tax off of those.
That one.
That one's real.
That one's real.
It is? I was going to say, no, it's got to be the baby one because that might actually help some people out.
I know. The guns. That's why I put two in there. The gun safe's not real. But the sales tax on baby products, sexual assault, and the right to garden. All bills introduced this week.
Yeah, the right to garden. I've been fighting for that.
I didn't know. I didn't know anyone was coming after your right to garden.
I mean, can we organize a protest and we're like literally with pitchforks, except they're going to be used for gardening purposes?
All right, moving on. Back to international news. South Korean, I keep reading this wrong. This week, South Korean scientists announced what breakthrough of a lifetime that is skeptical to the scientific community. Is it A, room temperature superconductors, B, the darkest shade of black ever, C, general artificial intelligence, D, self-replicating black holes?
Self-replicating black holes.
No, unfortunately, it is room temperature superconductors.
Oh, wow.
So this is funny. When I watch a ton of Jeopardy.
Okay.
Jeopardy's fun. I hate Maya Bialik as a host, by the way. We could do a whole show just on why. And every time a category comes up that's about outer space and, like, chemistry, I'm like, oh, I got nothing for you on that one.
I don't know any of this.
You give me some pop
periodic
culture.
Table?
Yeah. Nothing. Zero chance.
All right, Jane, on average, which state's residents eat dinner at the earliest time? Oh. Maine, Arizona, Wyoming, or Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
Ding, ding, ding.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I would have thought it was Zona because all the old people.
Right. That was a complete guess.
All right. Maggie, which early 2000s game relaunched this week? Club Penguin, Neopets, Moshi Monsters, Webkinz.
I have no idea what any of those things are.
I'm right there with you, Maggie.
It's Neopets. I don't remember this. Do you remember Neopets from the 2000s?
There was some other, like the Pokemon Go and the thing, the widget pet. Zero of that has ever hit my radar.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember Tamagotchis, but I do not remember
Neopets.
Neopets.
Never heard
of them. But they're back.
Okay, well, shoo.
All right, are we tied up?
No, I think Jane's beating me, but we'll call it a tie to make it interesting.
Yeah, we'll call it a tie to make this this last one. All right, so this is whoever answers it first.
Okay.
Who is the new Brewers outfielder who had a sensational major league debut last weekend?
Klemchik? I can't remember the guy's name. It starts with a K. I tweeted about him. He had a great game where he went, what was it, like 4 for 4, hit a home run, had an RBI, and two incredible outfield catches.
Name.
I can't remember his
Jane,
name.
Jane, do you remember we talked about it yesterday?
I know we talked about it yesterday. I'm going to call him Sparky. I have no
Sal
idea.
Frelick.
Sal Frelick. Klepchik. It was, you know what that was? It was like, maybe I need to be tested for dyslexia because it was like Frelick backwards and like mixed around in my head
just
with
like
some
an anagram.
Sales text. Yeah, and then like out came.
Klepchik. All right, well.
Sal, yes.
I'm going to give you both C's.
Yeah, we passed, Jane. C's get degrees, baby.
I'll take it.
That was really funny. But yeah. So what do you got for us when we come back? Anything you want to tease for some
sure
stories
do.
You've rounded up?
So in the early 90s, they unearthed like a 2,000-year-old grave off the coast of England on this tiny island. And it was literally from the Iron Age, which was one of the most violent times in human history. And what do you think was in the grave? And we'll talk about it when we get back.
That is a great tease. All right. When we come back from this break, Maggie Dawn's still going to be here because she's on vacation today.
Vacation!
Jane will be here. I will be here. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay tuned.
I want to go back. Broken out a satellite too.
Here's the news.
Look very carefully, it may be you.
See, I'll call you back later.